This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 2,587 crore rupees at Silvassa in the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu today. These projects aim to improve connectivity, promote industrial growth, encourage tourism, create employment opportunities and aim at enhancing public welfare initiatives in the region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the first phase of Namo Hospital at Silvassa today. This 450-bedded hospital, built at a cost of over 460 crore rupees, will significantly strengthen healthcare services in the Union Territory. It will provide state-of-the-art medical care to the people in the region, especially the tribal communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed his gratitude to the government and the people of Barbados for conferring upon him the Honorary Order of Freedom of Barbados Award in recognition of his strategic leadership and valuable assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi dedicated the award to the 1.4 billion Indians and to the close relations between India and Barbados. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's strong commitment to promoting regional languages, particularly Tamil. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 56th Raising Day celebration of the Central Industrial Security Force at Thakkolam in Ranipet district of Tamil Nadu. He emphasized the importance of preserving the rich cultural heritage of Tamil Nadu and highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts to honor the state's linguistic and cultural legacy. The minister said the central government is taking concrete steps to incorporate state languages into educational and professional spheres. Jan Aushadhi Divas is being celebrated today to promote affordable health care and raise awareness about the importance of generic medicines and their usage across the country. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. The Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry has organized a week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. The Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and Mercedes-Benz India Limited signed a memorandum of understanding today to advance India's manufacturing ecosystem, road safety and environmental sustainability. The aim of the partnership is to support startups, innovators and entrepreneurs in achieving technological excellence and fostering societal development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India today finds increasing convergences with Europe and highlighted the growth of the Indian economy. Speaking at the University College Dublin in Ireland today, Mr. Jaishankar recalled European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's recent visit to India along with 21 commissioners. He noted that India and the EU have been negotiating for a free trade agreement for almost 23 years and expressed hope that the exercise will conclude by the end of this year. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the plea of 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana against his extradition to India. Tahawur, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, had filed an emergency application for stay in the Supreme Court of the United States. Rejection of Tahawur Rana's plea comes following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of the approval of the extradition process during a joint press conference with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Syria, more than 70 people, including 16 security personnel, were killed and dozens were wounded in violent clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to deposed ruler Bashar al-Assad in the coastal province of Latakia today. The violence erupted in Jableh, a town in Latakia province, as the security forces launched operations to root out Assad loyalists who have regrouped in the mountainous coastal region. Security forces have been deployed in and around Jableh to restore order. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, inaugurated the Amrut Biodiversity Park near Khelgaon in New Delhi today. Speaking to the media, Mr. Saxena said the inauguration of this park is a step towards the commitment of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to improve air quality and increase the green cover in the city. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty has advanced to men's singles quarterfinals of the Orleans Masters Super 300 in France. He will take on Rasmus Gemke of Denmark in the quarterfinals this evening. Shetty, who is ranked 48th in the world, stunned Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan 21-7, 21-17 in the pre-quarterfinal. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.